Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. And you know we have a great show for you today. And if you've not listened to us before, we are Gulf Coast Nutrition. And we have a store called Gulf Coast Nutrition on the corner of Alderman and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor, Florida. Stop on by. It's a great store. We'd love to see you. And, you know, when it comes to beneficial nutrients, nothing is more essential than omega fatty acids. And we've talked about those before. From brain health to cardiovascular health to hormonal health, they are key to proper function of the human body.
And today we have Alberto Trujillo. He has a he is the spokesperson for Flora Health and has a degree in cellular biology. And he has been on numerous radio programs representing Flora. Alberto, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure, thank you for having me.
So I wanted to start in a little bit different way. I want to start from actually before birth. Why is it so important for pregnant women to get omega fatty acids?
Well, I think that today most people are very well aware that omegas are very important for many different health benefits, including brain, eye function, cardiovascular disease. But I think that during pregnancy, the fetus is really dependent on the placenta for the omegas, which really will be dependent on the mother's diet. So it's really very important that the mother consumes a good amount of omega so that the fetus gets what it needs. And it has been actually confirmed in several studies that visual acuity, hand and eye coordination, mental development, attention span, in general cognitive function, all actually have been directly correlated with the status of omegas, omega-3, omega-6, DHA, EPA, arachidonic acid, at birth. So in some studies, they've shown that if the mother during pregnancy had been consuming a certain amount of fish or taking a omega supplement, that they're actually measured an IQ increase of 3.5 points by the age of 3 or 4 years old. And this occurred during pregnancy, not post.
And an IQ test, that is actually quite a bit, those 3.5 points. I know that. And Alberto, just because I've spoken to so many pregnant women who say, oh, I take a multivitamin, I don't need that. Just explain, this is not a vitamin. I mean, the omega oils are necessary for the building blocks of the cells of the body. These are not vitamins. You don't find this in a prenatal vitamin formula.
You're exactly correct. Omegas are a different group of nutrients that are very important. That's why there's actually two essential fatty acids. An essential nutrient, like several vitamins, it means that the body cannot produce that nutrient from other nutrients. And so you must consume those in the diet. And there are two that are essential, alpha-linolenic acid, which of course is the essential omega-3, and linoleic acid, which is the essential omega-6. And so you have to get these in the diet, and they do not usually come in a multivitamin. They're usually fatty acids. So you can find them in some foods, nuts, seeds, oils, vegetable oils, of course, some greens may have some. And so you must get them in addition to your multivitamin.
Now, you mentioned cognitive function, you know, and brain development within, you know, within pregnancy. It also has to do, you mentioned, with retinal development. Is that why sometimes we may see tiny little kids with wearing glasses?
Well, it could be a congenital situation with a child in terms of glasses. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that it was the deficiency over an omega, but we do know that visual acuity and health is supported by proper levels of omegas, and you see less visual issues with children that are born with a good status of omegas. And so there has been a correlation, but it would be difficult to say, well, your child is wearing glasses because of a omega deficiency.
I see. So mom has to get these during pregnancy. Because the baby is going to use everything that, you know, they're going to get it from her. So she has to take it in her diet, and they need a lot of it. And it could actually leave her depleted as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yes. There usually have been some observations where every child that a female will have, the next one will set her up for a deficiency further and further. So it's really very important for the mother to make sure that she is taking her omegas in addition to her other supplements that are important to support a healthy pregnancy, like folic acid, of course, and iron and so on. But the omegas have to be taken separately, and it's important to make sure that she gets a nice variety of omegas, not just one or two, but she wants to get the essentials and then, of course, the derivatives like EPA and DHA, and there's GLA also that's very important during pregnancy, because GLA is a precursor to arachidonic acid, which is the second most abundant fatty acid in the human brain. So when an infant is born, their actual requirements for arachidonic acid are slightly higher than those for DHA for brain development.
Interesting.
And so it's really important that you get a nice broad range of omegas, not just one or two.
That's important. Now, what about after we're born? What about infants and small children? Now, can they benefit as well?
Well, actually, this becomes really very important and during this period of time, because this is a period of very rapid growth and development. And so you got to make sure that now that you're getting the nutrients you need to support that proper growth now from either your breast milk or a DHA omega. Usually they put both DHA and arachidonic acid in any formula. So it usually would be best for breastfeeding. And then again, it's going to be dependent on the mother to make sure that she gets her nutrients. And there's one thing that I didn't mention is that DHA has also been associated with lower risk of postpartum depression in mothers. So that is another reason why you want to make sure that the mom has a nice supplementation of omegas.
Well, that just taking that in itself, that would be a huge preventive measure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Alberta, this Seven Sources product by Flora that we're speaking about, it's a liquid, which means that giving it to infants and children is a lot easier than trying to get them to swallow a soft gel cap, which is essentially impossible, right?
It's really very user-friendly because it's meant to be used in the food. So basically what you're doing is you're going to put a teaspoon or so into their food, and so basically you're fortifying their food. And so that you're going to get a better nutrient balance in the food by putting the Seven Sources into the food that they're already consuming, whether it be, you know, baby formula juice or some kind of vegetable. So you put it right in there. And it becomes really important for infants and small children because it's been shown that the omegas are really important, not just for their mental support, but also for their psychomotor development and their hand and eye coordination, and even just their balance, to develop their balance and coordination in general.
And what about school age kids? Can it help with like focus and memory, or kids who are having some behavioral issues?
Really very important for focus. They've been several studies where they've been able to help kids just increase their IQ, but more importantly, enhance their attention and their mental processing. Of course, not all children are going to have a problem, hopefully, right, like ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or something like that. But even so, there have been several studies where they've been able to decrease or increase the attention span with these situations in as short as, say, 4 months. So it really has been pretty effective in that. But you can help actually calm kids. There was a study that Udo Erasmus did with troubled children, and they showed that they could calm the kids, they could reduce their aggressive behavior as well. and improve their focus in the classroom. In the study, they reduced the hyperactivity by 73%, improved their attention by 64%, improved their conduct by 69%, and actually 75% of the children no longer were classified as having opposed defiance disorders.
That is significant. That is very significant.
And in just a minute, we will be giving away that, well, giving out that phone number to give away the Flora 7 Sources product. There'll actually be two of those that we'll be giving out. So we're going to run off for just a moment, and when we come back, we'll be giving you that phone number. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.